Anin, welcome to our traditional medicine show with Chantel Machad, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing my recipes with you. If you want to go back to the show right before this, this is, let's see, what show number is this? I believe, let me take a look really fast. Okay, so show number 31 has some balm stuff. Well, you can see the titles. And then we're also going to do some of my favorite recipes that I make at home for myself and my friends, and I'm going to share them with you. So you can go back and write these recipes down yourself and create these for yourself and for your family, because it's excellent skin remedies, muscle, arthritic, joint pain, inflammation, acne, eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, you know, the really nice skin conditions that some of us are inflicted with. So let's look at another one that I like. I like a muscle, relax your muscle and mind. We did that one before. So it was a bergamot, kava, and lavender, because it's going to help reduce any anxiety and emotional stresses, along with relaxing your nerves and helping out with headaches, sprains, and any type of muscle aches that you have. So that's really good for your muscle and your mind. And it's actually really going to be really good for any topical pain that you may have, sprained wrists, anything like that, because the kava is going to help reduce any of the pain. The lavender is a pain reliever and anxiety, and bergamot is a pain reliever too. So that's a really nice, actually excellent muscle pain reliever, besides just a nice smelling pain reliever for headaches. It's going to be really good for any abrasions or bruises that you may have from a fall over the summer or the winter. Cellulite, topical cellulites remover. This gunpowder tea, green tea, really high in popping coffee stuff. Caffeine, really high in caffeine. I can't do caffeine, jitters out my entire body, but the gunpowder green tea helps fight off heart disease, arthritis, boosts your immune system. And it helps prevent tooth decay, as well as with weight loss. But not only that, is what I made it into was a cellulite balm. So people could get massages and then use a cellulite cream, balm, salve, whatever you like to call it, and just rub it all over their infected area where they have a little bit too much fatty deposits. And this is going to help get rid of those and just kind of pull those out and tighten and tone. So we're going to do a little bit of cellulite topical bonus by adding some orange peel to it, because it's really excellent for your face and skin care, as it cures blackheads, dead cells, acne, pores, blemishes, dark circles, dry skin, and it just brightens your face. And it also can be applied for an extra glow, and you can rub it on your nails. So a little bit of orange and a little bit of the green powder tea and a little bit of the lemon. Because the lemon heals blackheads, light and dark spots, and blemishes. It also helps whiten your teeth and get rid of oily skin. It brightens your hair color, strengthens your nails, calms your dry scalp, a remedy of dandruff, soothes chapped lips. That's lemon. So I had the cellulite topical with just the basic green powder tea, which is excellent because that's high in caffeine, which helps bust up the cellulite. And then we added a little bit of extra with the orange peel for boosting the skin care, and a little bit of lemon also for boosting that skin care. Thyroid cancer recipe. I had that, and we talked about this a couple times, but just real fast. Swamp tea was one of the things that I drank. And I literally put these all in one jar, like a mason jar. And I would have all my ingredients in one jar. And I just cooked them all together the same as I would cook my Ojibwe tea. So I had my swamp tea. I had my chaga. I had my sweet fern. I had my Ojibwe tea, which was kelp, milk thistle, burdock root. Cat's claw was in there. We had some red clover. You can also put like water, chestnut. But it had red clover, sheep sorrel, slippery elm bark, and turkey rhubarb bark. And then along with those plants, because these were all dried herbs and that chaga fungus, but these were all dried herbs that I used. And then I also did tincture forms of bergamot as well as burdock root, because that is a blood cleanser, and I just felt like it was helping cleanse my lymphatic system in my blood and just getting rid of a lot of excess things that may have been just floating around in my body, like free radicals and things. So my thyroid cancer recipe was a swamp tea. You can only do 3 of those in a day with the leaves because they are bad for your liver. The chaga is excellent. My sweet fern was for cleansing my lungs. My swamp tea was for cleansing my lymphatic system. My chaga was for boosting and detoxing. My Ojibwe tea with the kelp, the milk thistle, all excellent for cleansing my liver, detoxing, pain reliever, digestion cleanser, blood cleanser, ligament, muscle, and tendon kind of tightening with that sheep sorrel, and the slippery elm bark kind of just got rid of a lot of our bacterial and things that are in our body, and our turkey rhubarb root as well. Cleanse, blood cleanser, liver cleanser. And the bergamot was a blood cleanser, and the burdock root was a blood cleanser too. So that was my thyroid cancer recipe, and I did it the same as the Ojibwe tea. So with the Ojibwe tea, what we do is we put it all in. We've got about 3 ounces, and we're going to put them inside of a pot. So let's say a gallon. We're going to have a gallon of water and 3 ounces of our Ojibwe tea. We're going to do like about a handful of our sweet fern, maybe do 2 inches of our chaga. And then with our swamp tea, I'm really going to only do about, maybe because it's so big, I'm going to do 6 leaves, maybe 9 leaves, because you only do 2 or 3 leaves a cup, but it's so strong and it's going to wear it all down. So again, with the Ojibwe tea, we're going to take it and we put all our ingredients in, and then we boil it for 15 minutes. And then we swoosh it around, take everything off the sides, cover it, put it in the refrigerator for 24 hours, pull it back out, swirl it around, mix everything up, put it back on the stove, simmer it for 10 minutes, just simmer, don't reboil. And then this, your concoction, your decoction is done, complete, and ready for you. What you can do is you can leave your plants in it, I did, or you can strain it with a strainer, a cheesecloth, whatever you like, and then put it in the refrigerator, save it. And it's a really strong decoction. So what you can do is take a cup of it and then add a cup of water. So you end up with 2 cups of tea, but it's diluted the first heavy decoction, okay? And that's how you do my thyroid cancer one. So just figure things out for your body. Again, like what you need and what your body reacts to and your allergies and things that you really know are going to help you. I'd like to say miigwech for joining us on our traditional medicine show with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe, as well as a huge thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. With their support, our program is possible. Keep a wobbin' in. The content on Traditional Medicine is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice.